Welcome back to the Dobbies podcast. My name is Mike, but you might know me as the Mediterranean Gardener on Instagram and TikTok. And I am delighted to be Dobbies' newest ambassador and your host for this festive podcast. It always seems to come around so quickly, but Christmas 2023 is just around the corner, and I'm excited to be joined today by Dobbies Christmas buyer Anna Service and Dobbies stylist Rebecca Stanton to chat about the key trends for the festive season and to inspire you on how you can transform your home for less this Christmas. Christmas is a personal thing which can be very, very expensive, so whatever your style or budget, Dobbies has decorations to suit, and I know Rebecca has some fantastic ideas on how we can utilise our winter gardens and bring a touch of the outdoors in with forage Christmas decorations. So let's find out what's in store for Christmas 2023. Anna, Rebecca, it's lovely to have you here.
Thanks so much for having me, Mike. It's great to be here talking about everybody's favourite time of the year.
Thanks, Mike. I'm excited to start talking about some Dobbies trends and some lovely garden how-tos.
As I mentioned, your personal preference to Christmas style is exactly that. It's personal, isn't it? And so I know that we have four brand new decorating themes to suit homes of all styles, shapes and sizes. And that's from classic red and white Christmas decorations to contemporary blue styles to decorations inspired by the great outdoors. There's a theme for every taste. Plus, the garden centre has introduced some fantastic value lines to ensure you don't need to spend a fortune to get your home looking festive. So let's find out what's new for the season. So Anna, can I come to you? What would you say are the key themes for Christmas 2023, and what was the inspiration behind that?
So we actually start working on the themes in July. So we have a big trend session that's everybody in Dobbies gets together, and we pull together all the kind of inspiration we've seen over like the course of the year, and yeah, especially what people did last Christmas, and we just kind of get all of our ideas together, and then that's how we start to come up with each of the themes. So we've got four themes this year. Our first theme is Christmas Wonder, and the inspiration really behind that is just really about keeping the family in mind. So the whole family will love this theme. It's filled with fun and happy moments, and it's got some nostalgic nods as well to like Christmases that from the past. The colour palette is like our traditional green and red, but we've kind of brought it up to date with a bit more of a contemporary touch with the touches of espresso brown. So there's a kind of brown hint in there. So yeah, it's a really nice theme. And then our second theme is classic looks. So that is really like what you think about when you think about Christmas. It's very classical Christmas. But again, we've tried to kind of move it on a little bit, so the colour palette's a little bit different. So it's still got your kind of cherry reds and traditional golds and stuff like that, but this layer of luxury bringing in. So we've got a bit of a pistachio colour in there, and then a bit of a blush pink as well, just to give it a little bit of a freshness. So it's really got some romantic Regency is what really influenced that. There's some really beautiful decks in there as well, but still allowing people to kind of create that luxury look in their home, but an aspirational look, but still keeping like affordability in mind. And then our third theme is Mystical Winter. So that is really about blues, really popular for us at Christmas time at Dobbies. So we always have a blue theme, but this year we've added in touches of lilac and touches of rose gold to really warming it up a little bit. So it's about when the sun comes up in the morning and then when the sun comes down at night. So that's how we kind of started with that theme. So there's lots of deep navies in there, and it's just really about the perfect winter's day.
Love that.
And then our last theme is Cozy Christmas. As a garden centre, it's really important to bring all those horty elements together and bringing in that kind of the great outdoors inside. So nature really is at the heart of this theme, and it's a personal favourite of mine because the colour palette is beautiful, because it's all about like earthy tones. There's lots of blush pinks in there and touches of mustard in there as well. So yeah, it really creates that really nice natural look for people in the garden.
Yeah, love that. I was just about to say which one's your favourite, but that one is the one for you. I mean, they all sound absolutely fantastic. You see this from time to time, I guess, with trends, but what are you expecting to be the standout trends for Christmas 2023?
I think we've seen like a really big thing, I'm sure Bex you'll agree, like with people decorating their front doors for Christmas, yeah, but also like, so they're starting with Halloween and then they're transitioning into Christmas. So really about bringing all of those elements together, where it's your lighting and to try and impress your neighbours and having these big lighting displays, and then your wreaths and the garlands on the doors and stuff like that as well. So that's really becoming a much, much bigger thing.
I agree. Also that porch, that front porch and entranceway, I think just these small spaces and creating big impact, keeping up with the Joneses, that kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's a huge trend.
I guess you're showing everybody else, aren't you, kind of what you're about around Christmas time. So that's your kind of almost identity as people approach the door.
We're seeing a big trend for our, like, having a second tree. It doesn't necessarily have to be your, it's not your big tree. It's kind of more of your smaller tree, whether it be slightly off in your kitchen or it's in another room. But, you know, we've got some great trees at some great prices for that as well, like lots of value lines in there. Our evergreen tree is like a pencil tree that starts at £45. So that's a really good tree just to have that as your second tree.
A lot of people are putting a second tree in their kids' bedroom as well. We're seeing quite a bit of the kind of potted tree. So you've got a lovely story there where you can kind of decorate the tree in the kids' bedroom over the festive season, and then you can pot it in your garden.
Yes.
Afterwards. So that's really nice.
Do you know, it's funny you mentioned that, Mike. So I've got a daughter, she's 3. And out of the blue last week, she was like, "Daddy, I need a tree in my bedroom this year."
No.
So that ties in quite nicely to know that you've got those coming along.
And she does need a tree.
Yeah. And absolutely. And she does need a tree. You're right. You're right. Absolutely. So that all sounds incredible. We know that Christmas, though, can be really expensive, right? Do you have any thoughts on what we can do to decorate our homes for less while still making an impact with your decorations?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a really great bauble shop this year, which is all your packs of baubles, and they're at really great prices. So we've got a pack of 26 at $14.99, and it comes in lots of different ranges and sizes, and it really will just bulk out your tree and allow you to buy the ones that are a little bit more special and a lot that will, you know, you hopefully keep for years and years to come. And then even we've got big ones like at 14cm at $2.99, so they really like bulk out your tree so you can really create that impact on the tree. But as well, even just like the lighting, we've got some sets of 5 that are, you know, relatively small in size, but they're $19.99 sets of 5, and you can create that kind of display out the front without spending loads and loads of money on it.
Sometimes what we like to do when we're styling the trees is take in Anna's shatterproof bauble packs that she was just speaking about there, and group in quite a few together in a kind of little cluster, and then wire them on your tree so you kind of get big impact rather than just individually hanging them all over. So it's a lot more impact on a smaller budget.
That sounds lovely. I was going to say top tip. I'm stealing that one. You mentioned, Anna, about trees, and you know, you were saying about how sometimes people are going for more than one tree. I mean, the tree often is the focal point for a room at Christmas. What would you suggest, though, for someone who doesn't have maybe a lot of space or maybe even room for a large tree, but they still want to make their home feel festive?
Again, another trend that we have seen actually coming through are like little mini trees, and people are creating displays with the tinier trees. If the people don't have the space, I myself don't have a lot of space. I've got a 1-bedroom flat, so there is no space for a tree. And then even if people have got a mantelpiece as well, like hanging a garland on the mantelpiece, and then they can create that kind of, you can hang some baubles from it and still allow you to have that kind of festive feel in your home.
I think that's it. It's about that peppering around the home,
yeah,
isn't it, of Christmas. So like you say, Anna, like a little shelfy moment, you can add a cluster of baubles or decorate your houseplant with some twinkly lights with their copper wires. So I think there's lots of little areas of your home that you can decorate if you don't have that space for a big tree.
What would you suggest for someone who's looking to bring the outside in and save money on Christmas decorations this Christmas?
I think we've got quite a few how-tos actually that online that really bring that outside in. It's a lovely thing to sort of work on, I think, over Christmas as well. If you've got kids, or you know, if you yourself just enjoy walking, just being able to go out and forage on walks and forage from your garden and take cuttings. We've got a beautiful eco swag that's made from cuttings from the garden and just adding a really nice ribbon, hanging it on your door. So it's just a bit of a move on from a wreath, actually, just a bit more of a modern take, and sometimes a little easier for people to attempt at home themselves. And again, you really can get the kids involved with things like that, collecting on walks and helping to make it. So your festive swag's a really nice activity to do. We've also got a how-to for a chandelier wreath. So again, this is quite a nice option for a small space as well, or perhaps, you know, corner of your home or above a table as a centerpiece. But yeah, you can either make it again out of foraged foliage from your walk or foliage from your garden. And again, we've got a step-by-step guide on how you would build that wreath. It's a little bit more technical than a swag, but definitely beginners can definitely give it a go. And then I think what's nice about that is that you can really personalize it again using Anna's bobble range, hanging with ribbon or twine. You can really personalize it to your look and feel of your home. And again, it doesn't need to cost the world.
We've also got loads of, we've seen Pix has gone up in terms of sales over the last couple of years because people are just picking them up and they're creating their own wreaths or lots of people now are putting the Pix actually in the trees, just so it's not just baubles and glass decks or anything like that. They're actually putting in Pix into the trees and it really creates a really nice look.
Yeah, a big trend, another trend we're seeing is not only the Pix, actually real foliage in trees. So we've created a scentscaping tree. So we added eucalyptus and lavender and things into it. And the smell, when we shot this actually on our Christmas shoot, the smell in the room was incredible. It was lovely. So again, just there's lots of ways you can bring that outdoors in as well.
You were mentioning these how-tos. Where do you find those?
You'll find them on Dobby's website. And we also like to share them on our social channels as well.
Great. There are plants that are going to be coming into the store soon as well, which are very much Christmas themes, like your poinsettias.
Yep.
You know, your hyacinths, amaryllis, you know, I guess they're all going to be starting to come on sale very soon. And very Christmas-oriented plants, aren't they, those?
Yeah, we've actually just this week, the poinsettias landed in stores this week. And they're a Scottish grower as well, which is just actually round the corner from our head office.
Ah, great.
So it's a nice local story there. But they're beautiful and our customers absolutely love poinsettias. I think our houseplant buyer, Claire, always calls them the diva of the houseplant world. They don't like too much sun. They don't like a breeze and things. So I think they're maybe a little bit too much of a diva for me in my house.
It's true. They can be a little bit like that. But funnily enough, I'm making a video on that. So there's a how-to guide coming out soon. On poinsettias, yeah.
Fantastic.
I would definitely need to have a look at that.
But even, you know, grouping a lot of those plants together in a corner of your home is another great way of bringing a festive touch. If you don't have a tree or you don't have a lot of space or you just want to spread your Christmas look and feel around your home, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. What would you say about decorating gardens? Is that a thing? Because obviously we're talking about the house, but what about decorating people's gardens at Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, it's, as Anna touched on earlier, it's a massive trend that's emerging. We've certainly obviously got a lot of lights and characters,
yeah,
and things, don't we, that create a lot of impact. And again, it's just back to that kind of keeping up with the Joneses. I know my neighbours, the minute one person starts putting out lights, the next person goes, and then it just seems to get bigger and bigger and bigger. Next thing, there's projections on the side of the house. You know, it all gets a bit a bit crazy. But there's definitely ways you can also do it on a budget, you know, just with some festoon lights around the side of your house and a wreath that you've made.
We've got some icicle lights and some festoon lights that are shaped like pine cones that, you know, it's not like doing a big massive display, but it just gives that feel that you've got that festive touch and just on the side of your house. It's a nice look.
So we've spoken about trees, the outdoors, our entranceways, but one of the most important things for me, and it's always my job at Christmas time, is the dining table. What that looks like, getting your napkins and all that sort of thing ready. So what about that, you know, tablescapes? What's Dobby's got for that?
I think, again, it's another big trend that we're actually seeing is a lot more people really taking that care and really sort of taking that Christmas all the way around their home. To your point, tablescapes is a really big trend, and just linking it back to the aesthetic they've got in the rest of the house. So one sort of tablescape idea we had this year is just using your houseplants. So we've shot a really lovely image that I'm sure you'll see on our social media at some point. And it basically, we've included our succulents along the table. and we've brought in some foliage from outside and just really created a really nice garden feel down the centre of the table, and then used some little sprigs of foliage as little placeholders as well, so a little sprig of eucalyptus. And it really does, it all smells really lovely and just has that really natural kind of organic feel, which we certainly know our customers love. So
our table looks great. The front of our house looks fantastic. But what about the hallway? What can we do to decorate that?
So I think the hallway is a really nice place to decorate. I mean, it's where you're welcoming your guests into your home. I think because it's obviously such a small space, the hallway, it really lends itself to you getting kind of creative and getting your thinking cap on when it comes to decorating it. Our customers love decorating their hallway with potted trees and just some sort of twinkly fairy lights on them. But a little how-to we've created for this year is bauble garlands. So what we've done is we've taken Anna's bauble packs.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we've used Anna's shatterproof baubles. And of course, the beauty of that is that they're a real cost-effective solution and obviously shatterproof, so you can hang them and not worry about them breaking. And also they come in such a variety of colours that you can really personalise it to your own aesthetic in your house. And yeah, as I say, we've got a how-to that we will put on the website, but basically the theory is you just string all your baubles onto your ribbon and then tie it, sort of maybe tie it to the top of a banister and tie it to the top of your doorway, and you just build up the strings to create a really nice sort of fun and sort of playful look when you enter. And it really creates such a wow moment in such a small space. So it's a lovely touch.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. And again, I guess something you could do with the kids.
Absolutely, great idea to do with the kids, yeah.
At this point, the house is looking incredible. The outside is looking incredible. What about gifts? What can I give to my family, friends and loved ones?
So we've actually got two really exciting prints. This is the new thing that we've done with Dobby's this year. So we've taken it across spa ranges, so lots of candles, and they always make nice gifts. So we've got the first print is like a nice classic robin print. We know our customers love a robin. And then the second print is a bit more Scandi, and it's kind of trees, and that makes a really nice gift for somebody as well. So yeah, it's really exciting, that print, and bringing it all together in the store, it's a really nice story for people as well to shop.
So that sounds great. And what about gifts for gardeners? Is there anything Dobby's provide for that?
Yeah, so this year we've actually got some, we're calling it moss art. So it's like in three different shapes. They start from $29.99, and it's just a really cool way of bringing green into your home as a gift. We've also got lots of icon baubles that are gardeners gifting as well. So you've got some, a wee greenhouse, and then you've got some vegetables. And it's just a really sweet gift that you can give as a, yeah, give to somebody.
I also saw that you'd recently partnered with Urban Farm It as well for growing mushrooms, and I saw that you've got those in store now there, and I think that's a fantastic idea, a great thing to grow over a period when maybe, you know, gardening isn't such a thing, certainly in terms of kind of growing vegetables and the like. So I think that could be a really fun gift for somebody who wants to keep growing or try something new around the Christmas time.
Completely agree. I think something that we're really focusing on is just making sure that we do provide a sort of all year round garden solutions. So, you know, we're looking at the mushrooms and herbs and microgreens, you know, so that you really, everyone's got a project all year round. And the mushrooms are certainly a really exciting one, quite different. And yeah, and Anna's got fantastic mushroom baubles. So what we've actually seen is people buying the kits and the baubles as a little gift, you know, to go with each other. So it's a nice idea.
Yeah, definitely. We've definitely seen it come through as like such a big icon trend. All those different mushrooms and glass and wood and paper. So yeah, I've got lots and lots of mushrooms.
I grew some pink oyster mushrooms with the Urban Farming kits. And I mean, number one, it was just so incredibly easy to use and so just easy to get on with. I've never grown mushrooms myself, so this was a first time for me. But the yield that I had was absolutely fantastic. And I tried out a little recipe where you can make them taste like bacon.
Wow.
And it kind of works. It kind of works. You know, it's not a direct substitute, but it was pretty close. So yeah, I'd recommend that to anybody. It's a really lovely thing to grow.
Yeah, really interesting.
Well, I hope you're all in the festive spirit after tuning in today. I know I certainly am. That's all we have time for today, and thanks for listening. Be sure to visit dobbies.com and social channels, where there are lots more tips and advice for Christmas. Stay tuned for the next Dobby's podcast, which is coming soon. Rebecca and Anna, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, mate.